My friends, that's what we really want. Not new words of eternal life. We already have those in Jesus. What we want is to replace faith with proof beyond a shadow of a doubt. Now, I would not have you feel this morning that I am firing the first salvo in a new battle between science and religion. That's not my purpose. I have no real quarrel with those who are committed to the scientific researching of death and the afterlife. That's fine. But I don't have to wait for that, nor will I need to depend on it if ever that proof is in hand. For I live in a much larger universe than that. And for me, what they may discover will at best be an interesting footnote to what I have known all along. This is a bandwagon that I don't feel I need to get on. For my wagon is hitched to a star that shed light over this world at Bethlehem a long time ago. Do you hear what I'm saying? Let's not let the world squeeze us into its mold. Let's not concede that truth which cannot fit into scientific categories is thereby untrue. Let's not confine the potential expanse of the human spirit in such a narrow box. Let's not be content to live in the basement as if it were the whole house. In my Father's house are many rooms, Jesus said. Science has almost diagrammed this room to death. It is not necessary for us to wait for the full and complete drawings of the next room before we move into it with confidence. I would suggest that it is far more important for us to give our attention to the quality of our relationship to the living God. For he is present with us both here and now, in this room and the next room, in this life and in the life to come. I like the way the Apostles' Creed begins with, I believe in the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and ends with the affirmation, I believe in the life everlasting. That is surely in the right order. For we believe in the life everlasting because we believe in the God who meets us in the here and now. Our task in the church is not to relate people to life after death, as Dr. Moody and Dr. Kubler-Ross are doing, but our task is rather to relate people to God through Jesus Christ, for it is the presence of God in Christ with us now that gives eternal life its content. The New Testament does not celebrate endless existence. The New Testament celebrates the fact that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Which is to say that what we need is more faith in him and not more evidence of what lies before us. Do you remember that delightful anecdote attributed to Mrs. Albert Einstein? According to the story, she was seated at dinner one evening with a group of erudite dignitaries who were about to bestow a distinguished honor upon her husband. In the course of the meal, a person next to her asked, Mrs. Einstein, do you understand the theory of relativity? No, she replied. And then quickly added, But I trust my husband. But I trust my husband. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. All we need to do is trust in him. Listen. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Praise be to God for this promise from someone we can depend upon. Amen.